Do you need CPR?
Not unless you've got a good-looking friend, but thank you.
You're my good-looking friend.
Okay, firstly, McDonald's.
I don't like McDonald's.
No one does, but sometimes we get it.
No, some people do. That's why they're still in business.
I'm trying to complain here, madam, and
okay, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to invalidate your complaint.
It's more of a question than a complaint, and it's annoying. I just don't want to ask the kids at the counter because they don't care or no. So, when you go and get yourself a McDonald's breakfast, say I get myself, I don't know, a sausage McMuffin and orange juice and a hash brown, they ask if I want a small, medium, or large meal. Now, I'm sorry. To me, the only difference is the drink. So, why are they saying it's a small, medium, or large meal? Why wouldn't they say, do you want a small, medium, or large drink with your meal? It annoys me.
I think that's something that they do in Australia.
It drives me crazy. I like those hash browns. If I get a medium or large hash brown, I'd get a large
time. You can get a large hash brown and a large drink.
No, hash browns are all the same size here in Australia, and it drives me mad.
Oh, I don't know. I don't go to McDonald's.
They're all the same size.
But you can supersize things, right?
No, not here you can't.
You can't supersize a hash brown?
No, and I would get
that. I wonder if they're bigger in the United States. Just because
I think the United States is renowned for it being smaller. Wait, are we talking about penises or hash browns? Because if it's hash browns,
I think there's a correlation.
It's the larger the hash brown, the smaller the... Yeah, never mind. Mm-hmm. Yep, good. Yep, yep.
Because I've seen a hash brown dick.
I'm sure you've seen all shapes and sizes, but no, remember, I was a teenage boy on the internet.
We should go to McDonald's and measure with inches.
Why can't you do centimeters? The rest of the world does metric.
I know. And the rest of the world also does daylight savings time, which makes no sense.
No, we're the only state that does that. Or maybe there's one other state in Australia that does that. Whoever came up with daylight savings time did it for the war to make working and stuff like that more efficient. The war has been over for like 80-something years.
Yeah, we've gone through a lot of wars since, right?
Yeah, we do not need daylight savings time. I get up at 5 a.m.
But it's nice to have that extra hour when it's like... at one time
no,
of the year.
That's the normal hour.
I just don't really like having to change the clock in my car, and I don't know why it doesn't do it automatically.
Because it's not connected to the internet, but
I don't
care.
It's 2021. Why is my car not equipped to change its own clock?
I feel like you, of all people, the least excuse.
I don't have enough time to change my clock.
This whole war over the whole like concept of saving you guys, they brought daylight savings in because of that war. So really, Jewish people are responsible for daylight savings.
Because we like to save.
I can't compete with that.
Yeah, thank you.
How do you get VIP heaven? Isn't heaven like euphoria? It's supposed to be the best thing ever.
There's probably a long line to get in.
Why would there be a line? Why would there be a line? It's supposed to be the best thing ever.
That's why there would be a line. Because there's lines everywhere. There's always lines. There's lines of traffic. There's lines at the store. There's lines to get in the store. There's things on the floor where you're supposed to stand online. That's just what it is.
It's just being managed poorly if there's a line. Unless they're trying to create business by making it look like they're busy, which I get that, and that's all cool, but it's heaven. It's not like you've got an alternative. What are you going to do? Go to limbo or hell? No, you don't need a line.
You could probably create some kind of spin-off heaven while you're like waiting in line.
It's like the last thing you're seeing is this horrible car accident. You're pumped up, and all of a sudden you're in this line, okay? In front of you is a guy that's just jumped off a fucking building, and behind you is a guy that's also been in a car accident, the same one that you were in. Do you really want to be waiting in that line? That line would be a tense line.
Do you think they have to wear masks in heaven?
I feel like there's probably no...
There's no PPE?
I guess it's whatever you want. So there's probably people that are into PP. So there's probably definitely PP in
not
heaven.
PP, PPE, protective something. Equipment.
Personal protective equipment.
Yeah. Do you think they swab people at the gates?
I don't think there's disease. You're not going to die of COVID in heaven. Because where are you going to go? Double heaven?
Maybe.
I feel like that's not a place.
I guess we'll figure it out when we get there. But anyway, so what exactly was your complaint?
Yeah, about the meal size. Just call it. Just ask if I want medium or large orange juice. What the shit
is that? That's your only complaint?
I want a large meal. I think I'm going to get a large hash brown.
That's your only complaint.
Sorry?
It's your only complaint.
I'm not Jewish. I don't have a lot of complaints in life.
Okay, there is nothing that I can do about your complaint. I mean, I could call and speak to the manager.
I feel like you are a manager. Your response is like exactly what a manager would say.
The manager would be like, I could call and talk to the manager?
No, it'd be like, there's nothing I can do about your complaint.
No, if I was the manager, I would have a whole training thing for my employees. This is the appropriate verbiage that you need to use when you're taking someone's order. So that way there's no confusion when you get the same size hash brown.
You're confusing your staff.
I would actually just light the whole store on fire.
When you're hiring 14-year-olds, you're not going to get any quality out of that training.
I guess they're easier to manipulate.
When you're paid $4 an hour, it's really not...
Grande pumpkin spice latte.
I don't understand what you're saying right now.
It's not even important. Good luck in there.
What is that supposed to mean?
Good luck ordering.
Two types of coffee. There's an, and this is going to piss a lot of people off, espresso.
No, espresso.
A what?
Espresso. There's no X in espresso.
Yeah, there is.
There's no X. It's like ES or something.
Someone please tell her in the comments that she's wrong. It's so hard.
There's no comments. That's the best part about my podcast. The only comments, like people can leave one comment and that's their written review. And unless they're going to rewrite that review, that's it. They get one thing to say and they better fucking make it meaningful.
It's worth it, guys. Come on, rewrite those reviews. Espresso. Espresso. Australian is always right. Yeah? Come on.
Let's ask somebody who knows. Hey, Google, how do you spell espresso? Thank you.
I couldn't hear any of that because you see there's this thing called active noise cancellation, but we won't go into that. It's very confusing.
You couldn't
for you.
Hear any of that?
No, I
do. You want
hear
me to
any.
Like move the microphone closer?
No, it's okay.
Hey, Google, how do you spell espresso? Espresso. Oh, shit. I was trying to turn it up. Hey, Google, volume up.
You really don't have
hey,
to.
Hey, Google, no. I'm taking the initiative.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Hey, Google, can you spell espresso?
Espresso is spelled E-S-P-R-E-S-S-O.
Did you hear that? Or should I do it again?
That was a bias. Ask it how to spell mom.
No, there's no you in mom.
There is a you in mom.
No. Or you in mom. Called incest.
Say it. You try.
Australia.
That's not how I say it. It's Australia.
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 That was offensive and you appropriated my culture there.
My bad. So I had some stuff to talk about in case the conversation goes boring like it has.
Are you kidding me? We've just touched on some very sensitive subjects here, but okay.
Like EpiPens?
That's extremely interesting.
I've never had one.
You are missing out.
You don't share.
It's not something you really share because you don't want the needle after I've had it, really, do you?
I do, actually. Because can't you, wait, you have a blood type O, can't you just give it to everybody?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, yeah, you can't just use me like a blood bag.
Yeah, I can. Okay, if you could combine two animals to make a new animal, what two animals would you pick?
So firstly, a kangaroo.
And?
Wait, so when you say animals, do insects count as animals?
Depending on the insect that you select, maybe.
Okay, and a praying mantis top half.
I don't think you get to pick like the top and bottom halves.
Oh, okay. I just feel like that'd be interesting.
What about like a fish and a dinosaur? No, that would be...
Any dinosaur.
That would be like mermaid.
Okay.
What about a roly-poly? Do you guys have those there?
No, I have no idea what that is.
Oh, it's this little, it's like a little bug. When you flick it, it like rolls up into a little ball. I don't know if that's what they're called.
They're not. They're called a wood mite.
Roly-poly. It is. Roly-poly and jaguar. Not the car.
That's an armadillo.
Never mind. A bat and a kangaroo.
That sounds delicious. What about cane toad?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a seal is?
No, I know what a seal is. I don't know what a cane toad is.
Oh, you call them bullfrogs.
Yeah. Okay, a bullfrog and a seal?
Yeah.
Yeah. This question was a lot cooler in my head because I can't even imagine these things and there's no way to make them happen.
Well, anyone that's listening, if you want to do some like fan art and send it in, feel free. I'll post a link to...
I haven't gotten any. I've actually made fan art for one of my fans.
Yeah, but that's not how it works. They make it for you.
I know, but I made one because I was grateful because he gave me a donation.
Oh.
Yeah. We don't talk anymore. Okay. Anyway, have you had your 15 minutes of fame yet?
I like enjoying my anonymity.
Have you been good at anything for 15 minutes?
15 minutes. Jeez, that's a long time for me.
And it depends what you're doing.
I can't even sleep for 15 minutes. No, I'm a short-term kind of guy. I'm a 10 minutes or less kind of person.
Okay, so have you had 10 minutes of recognition?
Yeah. So, weird little fact, I'm an avid gardener. Don't know if you knew that. And so when I
what?
Go through...
You said you
like,
were 1/16th black, not 1/16th Mexican.
There's definitely...
Wait, do you guys have Mexicans there?
No. We,
so who does the gardening?
That would be poor people. But,
okay, so you do have Mexicans.
Yeah. Why does it keep coming up saying that you're muted? Am I muted? Or no. Are you muted? Or you're muting yourself?
I mute myself.
Oh, okay, when you say
I really can let offensive. You speak, and I can still speak. Oh, I remembered what I was going to tell you. Okay, so you're never going to guess what I have plans for this week.
You're going to the dentist?
No.
You're going to the whatever the thing is that
I said you're never going to guess. You should have just given up at that point.
Now I want to guess.
Okay, we'll continue.
I keep guessing. I'm going to get it eventually.
You're never going to get it.
Actually, I've got it.
I didn't even know this existed.
You're going to a weird geneticist to make some freak, like, hybrid animal.
No.
You're going to get a spray tan.
No.
And you want to get the color pumpkin blush.
No.
Eh? Eh?
No.
No? Okay, not a clue.
Okay, thank you for giving up.
I didn't give up. I'm not finished. Don't tell me.
No, you... Okay, well, I'm just going to tell you, okay? I am participating in something that is called a telethon, and it is the marathon of the mouth.
Oh, you've won this hands down.
Right. I was asked to participate because of my reputation, and I've never won a marathon of any kind, and I didn't even realize that this existed. I am very excited. They're only giving me a half an hour, so I'm going to do a whole marathon in a half an hour.
Oh, wait, so you're supposed to read as fast as you can and see how far you get in half an hour?
No, it's just 100% bullshit for half an hour.
So you just talk crap for half an hour?
I think so.
So this is pretty much effectively stand-up comedy for people that aren't funny.
Yeah.
You are set. Are you going to win a Porsche or something out of it?
I don't think I'm going to win anything, but I will get to talk for half an hour.
So you're not even doing it for the prize. You're just doing it for half an hour's worth of audience.
Maybe they'll hand out orange wedges. That's what they do on marathons.
Do I look like I go on marathons? Well, to be fair, I am the epitome of mankind, so that I do may look like the wedge. But no, I don't. I don't.
Did you have gray hair in that Snapchat that you sent me?
Oh, God, please just... You're going to have to edit that out. People thinking I have physical imperfections.
I was curious, objectively speaking. You look very mature.
Yes. Yes, I know my age.
You still have hair, which is rare these days.
I'm slightly older than you.
As in, like, how many days? 600 and something?
712, approximately.
Okay, that's a lot of days.
I have more hair than you.
Where?
On the top of my head. I had to go there, I'm sorry.
I don't think you... Is it the length that we're referring?
No, length. Okay. Like, there are small children that have me beaten in lengthwise, but in volume.
Girth?
Oh, yeah, I've got very thick hair follicles, so my girth is it's something
that
else.
Is something that is quite the achievement, and I'm really happy for you.
I want to send you a bag of hair now. I'm going to do a mixed
just
bag.
Just send it, so there's going to be like, make a wish. What screams I'm insecure besides your voice?
Actually, I know exactly what it is. My mum, when I go to the bathroom, and I had to come along to this date because he's very insecure. That's why I stopped bringing her to dates.
Wait, you take your mom to dates with you?
Yes.
Or you take her to the bathroom with you?
I've stopped doing that because people get a bit confused as to why I'm walking to the ladies' bathroom with my mom. So now I go like a big boy into the ladies' bathroom.
Okay, so you take your mom with you on dates. Is that correct?
I don't want her to reject my partner before I put energy into it. So if I go there and she's, yeah, she's nice. It's actually a really Jewish trait of mine now I think of it.
My mom doesn't escort me on dates.
Next question.
No, seriously, you take your mom with you? That's actually a good screening process. I feel like your mom would know better than you.
That's what I always thought. Plus, if they're freaked out by the fact that I bring my mom, they're going to get really freaked out when I figure out my dad dropped us both off and is coming to pick us up in 2 hours.
No, for sure. And then you can like really test to see how shallow they are and how receptive they are to that kind of bullshit. And that way, you can keep them around if they're like willing to participate.
No, if they're willing to participate, then I red flag them and I get the hell out of there. With that, then there's obviously something
I wouldn't be down to meet somebody. Because what I would do would be like, okay, well, this is a challenge. Maybe I can make his mom like me more than him. And then just steal his mom.
I think my mom likes...
Your mom probably always wanted a daughter.
I 100% can tell you that she did.
Yeah.
Mainly from the fact that she used to put makeup on us when we were kids. But so there's that.
Yeah. And that's why you're gay.
Hmm?
Nothing. So what screams I'm insecure is bringing your mom with you to dates? Or is that just something, a personal story that you shared?
Yeah, that's a personal story. I don't actually share with anyone because I know I can keep these.
No, but like, what about what do you identify in other people when they're insecure? When you're with somebody who's insecure, what are some of the behaviors that they'll do that demonstrates that they're insecure?
They'll laugh at all my terrible jokes. Mm-hmm. That's straight up a bad sign.
Do you think that they are just dumb?
No, because stupidity is a different sort of scale. So if we're going insecurity, they laugh at all my jokes, regardless of if they're funny or not. And I'll intentionally make bad jokes because, you know, it's good to know if they're dumb or they're insecure. They will...
That's true. I do talk to some people online and they'll always say LMFA. I don't know, whatever the acronym is, which means laughing my fucking ass off. And they'll put it in all caps. And I'm very suspect that their ass is actually being laughed off. And I'm concerned about it as well. How many times can you do that in one conversation before you're assless? Ass is in right now. I don't know if that's something that you should be doing.
I really don't think ass was ever in.
No, it's in. Ask Cardi B.
I don't know what a Cardi B is.
It's like in between Cardi A and Cardi C.
Okay, get the hell out. ¶¶